Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 410. 410. No, 410 of the show. Thank you very much for being a listener. Thank you for participating in the show. Thank you for emailing, calling, all of that stuff. Thank you for subscribing to our bonus content. We do really appreciate it. If you are interested, we're giving away my wedding crystal, Waterford wedding crystal. That is very special and was very expensive, that a very nice Australian doctor gave to me and someone else. But it's one of the only things that in my possession. So if you would like to win it, make a review on any platform. If you're listening on Overcast, where we have been running a promotion in the sports category. I've been wanting to talk. We might talk about that in a little bit. Should we be in the sports category? I don't know. We have been running a promotion in the sports category on Overcast. So if you clicked there and are new to the show, post a review there. Give us 5 stars. Send me a screenshot of your review. Be funny. You can make fun of us. You can do whatever you want. Just show your personality. Email me your screenshot, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, and you will be entered to win my very own personal Waterford wedding crystal that is engraved to me and someone else. So it's kind of a fun contest. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, we've talked about many times how people recommend shows, and it takes a long time to get to stuff.
Ted Lasso? You talking Ted Lasso?
I enjoy Ted Lasso. I'm like halfway through the recent season. But I finally watched Squid Game this past week.
Oh, Squid Games. It's good, right?
It was really good. Yeah. Like, you know how things get hyped up and then like there was so much buzz at first, and then totally. it died down because like everybody had watched it except for me. And it really was good. Like, the acting was superb, so and it's like
performances.
It's not that I hate subtitles. It's just because I'm so just checking my phone and shit.
It's
like
a lot.
When you're doing subtitle stuff, you have to just watch.
You got to pay attention. You get more into it. I had a couple buddies that were like, oh, I can't get into it. The dubbing. And I'm like, well, how could you even watch it dubbed? Like, you can't, an option.
I tried that. Like, I didn't, the setting went to dub.
Right.
There was some money heist or some show that's like French or Spanish. And I was enraged by the dubbing, and
so bad.
And I just turned it off. And somebody's like, no, you just do the subtitles. Don't do the dubbing. And I never went back to it because I just was so annoyed by dubbing is no good. But I've been in foreign countries where they dub. Like, I remember watching Married with Children dubbed, and like, and it's like, why do this to yourselves?
Yeah. No.
Subtitle or don't. I mean, and, you know, most people speak English.
Right. But
the dubbing, it's bad.
Just read it. It's better. It's better. Then you can hear what they sound like. I guess because they said that in the in Squid Game, some of the tone of the show was lost in the dubbing.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because the characters were kind of cheeky, and we didn't really get that because we don't speak Korean. But what are you going to do? You know, you never get the tone of everything if it's in a different language. It's in a different language.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. We don't have to talk about this hot new show that everybody watched 6 months
That's
ago.
Great.
But I just, it's like good to finally check something off the list. Now I'm going to watch, what is it, Station 11 or some, what is it? It's something 11.
Oh, is that where they're, are they on like Antarctica or something?
It's something about like post-apocalypse or like post- something.
Is that the one with the short-haired model chick in it?
I don't know. I heard David Cross is in it.
Oh, he is?
But I don't think it's a comedy. What? Jesus, I can't even. Station 11. It's an HBO, I believe.
Oh, yeah. HBO Max. That's the other thing. There's too many services.
I have like every one of them and I can't keep up. I don't know what I'm doing.
I think I do too. Well, between us, we do, because Shan and I moved in together and we have like a sports bar set up. So there's two viewable 65-inch TVs from our couch.
Wow.
One directly, because we kind of made the dining room like a conversation pit. So there's a TV in there and that's like where we sit and watch TV. But if there's like a game or a golf tournament on, I just turn to my left and I have that on another TV with the sound turned down.
I often will do that with sports where I'll have my laptop going with something else and just have sports. Cause like, I mean, especially like baseball or something, you do not need to just sit there and watch the sport.
Yeah.
But again, this goes back to my Squid Game thing. I'm always trying to do too many things. And it's like, why don't I just settle in and watch Squid Game? And I like finally psych myself up because my son's like, oh, you got to watch it. I'll watch it with you. And then we just knocked it out in like 6 days. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. You're required to pay attention. It is great. I had that same feeling about that show. I was all in. But what we have going on now is one TV is hers, one that she brought to the relationship. And TV is mine that I brought to the relationship.
Didn't you say they're both comparable or is one clearly better?
Yeah, hers is kind of better. Okay. Mine's older. But we're both signed in to our own apps on either TV.
So you have to shift where you're sitting based on what you want to watch.
Yes, but we mostly watch TV on her TV, but my TV, I still have my own Netflix, my own Hulu, my own whatever. We're double paying.
Oh, you're double paying?
For all these subscriptions, because we both were subscribed to all these things individually.
Yeah, you gotta unplug all that stuff.
I know. We gotta like sit down and go, okay, you're gonna get this one, I'm gonna get this one, and break them up, even them up, because it's insane. We both have ESPN Plus.
Right. You don't need two of those.
You don't need two ESPN Pluses. And I think she's got the ESPN Plus with that came with like Disney Plus and
Get the triple. Yeah, Hulu, right. Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. I've got that package.
Yeah, so I could be watching Ted Lasso if I wanted to on Apple Plus via hers. It's a whole mess. It's like too much to process.
And you could do though is when you finally decide to cut one of them off, usually you get some sweet deals when you're going away.
Oh, right. But it doesn't matter because I'm keeping one from somebody else.
No, but you could threaten to quit both, see what they do. I remember I tried that. I wanted to watch one thing on Stars, so I got like some introductory offer.
Yep.
And then I keep trying to cut it, and they're like, trust me, $10 for six more months. I'm like, all right. Yeah. So I have Stars, and I've paid like a total of $16 for the last year for it.
Oh, they'll do that. When I used to have DirecTV, I would just occasionally call, and because I'm like, all I watch is a Dodger game and I can get that online. Like, I don't need DirecTV. And I would call and I'd be like, hey, I don't want this. It's too expensive. And they're like, what do you want to pay? And I'm like, I don't want to pay more than like $60. And they're like, how about $60 for a year? And I'm like, I can keep my HBO. And they're like, yep. And I'm like, okay, I can't quit.
Right. This is what they do. But I'm just saying in that process, when you finally clean it up, you'll probably get yourself some better deals.
Some free shit. Yeah. Yep. Because then you want to watch something and you do the 7-day trial to A&E.
Right.
And all of a sudden you got A&E. You forget. That's how they get you. It's a fucking big game. I was thinking when I walked up here to record, what's your favorite Beastie Boys album?
Paul's Boutique.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, I like them all. I was just thinking about this as I came up here and I thought it'd be a good question to ask you. I mean, I like them all and I wore them all out as they came out. But I think over the years, the one I come back to most regularly is Check Your Head. I think that's if I had to pick Beastie Boys album.
It's kind of like picking a kid for me. Beastie Boys are my absolute favorite group. So Yeah, it's tough, but yeah, I think I go through phases. Like
same. Yeah.
I'll go through a Check Your Head phase, but if I had to say overall what I've probably loved the most over the years is Paul's Boutique.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's groundbreaking. Okay, let's talk some sports. Wait.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? What's happening in the sports world?
So only one sports RIP. It was former is an NFL Hall of Famer.
Rest in peace. The ballers hope you rest.
We do. Yeah, we sure do. Yeah.
You won't laugh no more.
Nope.
You won't smile no more.
Nope. Let's bring it back to the laughter.
You won't laugh no more.
Two laughters.
And you won't fuck no more.
It really builds up to that one.
Yeah.
We hope you rest in peace.
We rarely get to the finish.
NFL Hall of Famer Charlie Taylor. He was a Redskin. He was 80 years old. He was a black guy who was 80 years old. So, you know, he dealt with some bullshit back.
Good run. Yeah. Number 42. Great number.
That is a good number for a wide out.
Yeah. Wide receiver slash halfback. So right. H-back guy right. Lined up in the slot back when they hardly ever threw.
Yeah.
So he was going head first a lot.
And also, when you went out for a pass, they were allowed to de-cleat you, and it wasn't a penalty. So, like, receivers had to earn theirs back then.
Yeah. It's more fun to watch now, I would say.
Yes.
Seemed a little boring back then, like 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
But if you look at, like, the kind of stats of quarterbacks back then.
Oh, yeah.
Like the touchdown interception ratio was not so good. Yeah. Completion percentage was not so good because defensive backs were allowed to really fuck you up.
I mean, even until recently, like look at Troy Aikman's numbers. He does not have good numbers compared to modern quarterbacks. He won through Super Bowls.
I'm sure Tony Romo has much better numbers.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. Troy Aikman's got those big hands, though. You ever seen those hands?
He does. He's also got the big bags under his eyes.
Yeah. He's got the big face, big everything. Lips.
He's very like giant features. Those eyes are going to pop out of his skull.
Absolutely. RIP Charlie Taylor.
Charlie Taylor. Finnish skier comes down with an, quote, unbearable case of frozen penis during Olympic cross country race.
A lot of people were sending us this week.
At least it was for a good cause, because cross-country skiing is really a fun event to watch.
It's,
Why don't we film the elliptical machine at a gym? What?
It looks so hard.
Yeah, it's just brutal. And obviously the conditions were cold if he froze his dong.
When they finally finish, they all collapse.
Yes. It's just grueling. It's like a marathon.
Yeah, it's like a marathon, but kind of worse.
I think the race was something like 50K.
50K?
Something insane.
Oh, my God. And they all get in those same tracks.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll ride in your track. Somebody makes some tracks at the beginning. I think it's one of those things where they take turns leading. I was watching a little bit of speed skating where they – go
where
slow
they don't
the entire
for a while.
Yeah, they go slow the entire time. But I was watching the speed one, which is where they're on opposite sides of the track the whole time for some reason.
Oh, they do that with bikes too.
Yeah,
like it's like a chase thing.
If it's a timed thing, just have them have one go by themselves. Everybody go by themselves, and whoever gets the best time wins. But I was watching the team speed skating for a few minutes. Turns out,
is it like a relay race?
No, no. It's like where they go. Well, that. Okay. So every time you've ever watched it until this Olympics.
Yeah.
They would do that thing where one guy from each team would lead his team and they'd all draft behind him. And then they'd take turns.
Yeah.
And then now it's your turn. We're going to draft behind you. Well, they don't do that anymore. They just realize that it doesn't matter. It's not any faster to have guys take turns leading and drafting behind them. They only just now
came
to the realization that you just have your fastest guy in front the whole time and everybody goes behind him.
Right. That makes sense.
They don't take the, they've been drafting behind each other for 100 years and all of a sudden they don't.
This is what the Dutch did.
Yes, we
got to do it this way.
Somebody made up that you're supposed to do that. So this frozen penis thing, I had a couple thoughts here. They talk about it like it's not crazy that this guy got a frozen penis. They talk about it like it's a normal thing that occasionally happens when you're running a 50 kilometer cross country skiing race in, you know, freezing temperatures.
So, I mean, for all of our, you know, we have a huge
Finnish
female
audience.
Yeah. We have huge, huge Finnish audience and female audience. So to explain,
yeah,
when your body gets real cold.
Oh, yeah.
Your penis, a lot of your penis goes elsewhere to hide.
I mean, there's a Seinfeld about this. I was in the pool.
Right. Yeah. Shrinkage. Yeah. So I'm curious, like, what was going on? Like, was he packing so much that there's only so much he could retract?
Oh, right. Like, it can't get, well, that's what, like.
Because I can get pretty small when I'm in freezing conditions.
Totally. And that's what sometimes broads don't understand about balls is sometimes your balls are real tight. And that's to keep your testes warm against your body heat. And then sometimes they're real loose and flowy to cool them off.
That's right.
Same with dicks. You're real cold. It sucks up against you. That's a good point because he literally was freezing his balls off.
It literally was.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't imagine how cold it was. I told you, the last running race I participated in was a half marathon in Central Park in like January, and it was 13 degrees. And I remember.
Yeah, no, that's too cold.
And it was I was wearing a hoodie, and my sweat like formed like little icicles around the rim of the hoodie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I will say, moving around, like my body wasn't like my dick area wasn't like frozen because you're moving, and like you were just saying with these cross country skiers, they are working their asses off. How cold was it?
And normally frostbite because your heart, if it's really cold, your heart's like, I got to protect the organs, so we're not going to pump blood to the ends.
Peace out, toes.
Yes, that's why frostbite gets the fingers and toes and the nose.
Right.
So maybe this guy was hanging out there so far.
Right, like he was like a nine soft kind of dude.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he had locker room dick, and it's just like it was so much that the body's like, I just can't give you any more blood, dude.
There's only so much blood I can share here.
Maybe this guy should have taken the BART. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. There has to be some sort of plan for this because it doesn't seem like this has never happened before. Maybe this guy needed the Bart Scott plan where you take a little Viagra beforehand, get the blood moving.
Get that pumping.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be a good time to just quit the race? I mean, I don't know he was in medal contention, but do not want to potentially lose your dick unless
he's 24 years old. Imagine he's got a lot of years left to use that thing. He's barely used it now.
Right. And he could be living the rest of his life as a Ken doll. That is rough.
Yeah, that would be tough. Oh, he finished in 28th place. So he finished the race or did he quit?
I mean, 28th place means you were never in it. Like, you already have the honor of being an Olympian, but you're not a medalist.
You're not going to medal.
Protect your equipment. Your undercarriage needs help.
Yeah, totally agree. Or start with some of those little heat packs that you put in your
right
mittens.
That lasts for like 4 seconds.
Yeah, and they don't even work. You're like, you put them in your boot and you're like reaching around with your toes. You're like, I swear to God, I put a warming thing in here. It's not working.
Yeah, it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
They're terrible. We're going to move it to the pseudo sports world, pro gaming. A female, I believe she's Japanese, a female pro gamer was fired from her team after saying men under 5'7 don't have human rights.
Wow.
I mean, she's Japanese.
Yeah. They're mostly under 5'7, right?
I can't imagine you have too many taller than 5'7 guys.
This, you know, there is a tallism in the world.
Oh, for sure.
I know, like, a lot of guys complain that are on dating apps. Every woman on there is like, be at least 6'2". Like, I'm not going to date you unless you're 6'2". And you're like, honey, you're 185 pounds. You know, like, we all got to make concessions here. Like, I'm not going to be 6'2". If you're not going to be Jennifer Aniston, let's make a deal. But these little guys, they really get a bum rap. And I, for some reason, I'm significantly taller than 5'7". We'll just say that. world average height. But for some reason, I, at one point, got a targeted ad on my Instagram. People are going to make fun of me for this, and that's okay.
For little guys?
For something called Ed. And I know you're not going to know what this is because no one's ever heard of this. Confidence socks.
Are they like lifts? Like just super fat socks that lift you up?
No. Google it right now. Google what confidence socks are. It's like a...
Oh, no, but now I'm going to be getting...
Yeah, you're going to get the ads. Yeah, it's...
Men's... You'll be 1.5 inches tall.
Yeah.
Like big, thick socks.
Yeah. You put it in your, it's like a lift that attaches to your heel. So it's not like part of the shoe. It like straps to your foot and it makes you 1 inch taller.
This is terrible because I I'm destined to like 6 months of things improving my height.
Ads. So here's another. So that this exists tells you that these poor 5'7" and under guys, they already feel like they don't have human rights.
What I would counter.
It's just a gamer.
She's a pro gamer. I'm guessing she should just shut the fuck up about
it. She probably made $8 million last year, by the way, but yes.
That's true. Yeah. But as long as Michael J. Fox and Martin Short, two great short Canadians,
tiny,
have dominated the world of entertainment, both lovely men. We can't have these kind of standards.
It's true. It's Michael J. Fox is like 5'3".
And he's delightful.
Great guy.
Canadian. But he's an American treasure.
Invented rock and roll. Shoots jumpers from the free throw line.
That's right.
He looks really at the ball while he dribbles.
A lot of lift on those jump shots from the foul line.
He absolutely, like... This whole confidence socks thing, like gamers should not be allowed to make fun of anybody. These guys are already thinking about it enough, Ed. You know, they're waking up every morning and they're like, please, can I at least be 5'8"? Am I 5'8 today? Am I 5'8 today? And they get out and they stand against the little marks somebody taller than them has made on the wall. And they realize they're still 5'5.5". And they throw on their confidence socks so that they can be 5'7". And then only to get made fun of by some gamer.
The average Japanese man is 5'7".
Yeah.
So she's saying half, and I'm gonna call bullshit on that. But half the country is shorter than what she's saying. So it was a really dumb move.
No, it's
Nigeria. 5'5"?
Really? No. Men?
That's what it says. Peru 5'5", I get that. Mexico 5'6.5", I get that.
Yeah.
Nigeria, I would not expect that.
Mostly places with bad nutrition.
Water.
Have the smallest people, typically. The wait, what else? Oh, remember when I detailed how Bob Downey Jr. on the David Letterman interview show,
yeah,
was wearing, we talked about it here.
Yeah,
he was wearing severely lifted shoes,
like big lifts.
Big lifts. He must, like, how tall is he? What do you, because they lie by 2 inches, right? So, Robert Downey, let's guess. I'm going to say he says he's 5'8".
I'm going to say he is 5'7", or at least he's listed at 5'7".
But is 5'7", throw the lifts in height? I feel like you got to be below five. Oh, he's claiming 5'9". There's no way.
Remember, we talked about this. Everyone claims 5'9".
Yeah, I think Cruise Tom claims 5'10", which is insane. Absolutely. I don't know what Sly claims. I think Sly might claim like 5'9 as well. No chance. I saw the lifts.
Why did Henry Cavill get...
Was he little?
No, he's 6'1". And he's gorgeous. He's a brick shithouse too. I mean, he might be the next Bond.
The man is handsome. Is he British?
I think so.
Wow. The man's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's British.
What else, Ed? You have a British Superman?
Yeah, we had a British Superman.
Unbelievable.
Oh, and guess who also pops up? Armie Hammer.
Oh, so he's trying to relaunch ever since he was outed as a cannibal?
I just saw a movie with him. That Death on the Nile. Actor.
Yeah.
Death on a Nile, and I saw a commercial, and he doesn't appear in it. They were like trying to, he's like the one of the main characters.
They didn't spacey his ass, but pretty close. Now him and his wife are like, we're getting back together. Like, he's normal now. He went to rehab. He'll be back.
Do you think the oldest son on the Tim Allen show, Home Improvement, do you think he's going to announce that he and his wife are getting back together with the same exact words?
All right.
When he copied the divorce announcement.
Still nothing better than Russell Wilson Googling nice things to say about your girlfriend and then tweeting them to her.
AI.
Yeah, what a maniac.
A beloved former Terp and current Buffalo Bill, Stephon Diggs, had two women in the same hotel in different rooms on Valentine's Day.
Wow. I've heard of this before. I've heard of might have been Horace Grant. Look, I'm not going to say that's who it was. Could have been anybody. I've heard of guys like going to training camp and bringing their family and then also bringing their side piece to the same hotel. Like, it's really aggressive. Like, I know you don't want to miss out on it. It's kind of like your earning window.
Right. Like,
people make fun of these guys, these professional athletes for, oh, they're greedy. I'd play for free or whatever. Well, you're not good enough to play for free. So shut the fuck up. These guys have maybe one chance to get a big contract. Sometimes if you're really good, you get two. So you got to get everything you can get when you got a chance to get it. Stephon Diggs is probably like, look, I'm only going to have this much pussy thrown at me for so long. I gotta capitalize on what's out there and available to me. So, hey, I'll bring two chicks to a hotel for Valentine's Day. I'll put them in separate rooms. I'll run back and forth. It's like a sitcom plot.
It is, but that's, Jack Tripper did this kind of shit.
Yeah,
but
he did.
It was exhausting.
With Larry Dallas.
I feel like, Valentine's Day.
It's about love.
It's also, I guess when you're an NFL star, every night is a guarantee night for
you.
But,
yeah.
But it just feels like it's too much work than, that's why he's a pro athlete and I'm not. Because I look at that scenario and I'm thinking, that seems exhausting. Like doing the Jack Tripper thing.
It's too much. It's not for us, Ed. It's not for guys like us. But then on the other hand, who's that guy on the Seahawks that's real fast and has blue hair?
Oh,
who we reported
Ole Miss,
on.
Ole Miss receiver. Wow, God.
He was outed for sending a chick away when she showed up just by herself. And he's like, oh, no. I thought this was going to be a foursome. And she's like, oh, no, I'm here. I'm going to suck your dick. And he's like, leave. I only do foursomes. Like, he's had so much. He's bored by one or two ladies. He needs three.
It was Metcalf, right?
DK Metcalf. I thought you were going to say Eric Metcalf. I'm like, no, he's long retired.
Cleveland Browns punt alive. Returner?
Yes. DJ Metcalf. He can't have two chicks in the same hotel. He needs three in the same room.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you know you're really getting it frequently, when you're just turning down because it's just not enough.
Imagine being in that position.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
I've had too much pussy. Just, you're going to have to go. It's just, I'm over served. I've been over served, but here.
Wasn't that the deal with David Navarro? He just got enough until he just turned to men at some point.
I've heard allegedly stories about people. I've heard stories about people.
Yeah.
Where they've had enough of one thing. I can't imagine that happening.
No.
Because I'm really into the thing that I'm into. But who knows? Right. Who knows? Yeah. I haven't been overserved.
Yeah. You never know until you're overserved, I guess.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford to pay the hospital bills after walking away from an injured photographer who fell off the stage at the parade and fractured her spine.
So
I saw this video. It looks odd, but I don't know the context of what happened.
Totally.
It looks like he stares at her and just turns around. And his wife reacted.
So I saw it and I was like, look, fucking Matt Stafford is not an EMT. Also, he doesn't know that she's hurt. He's performing on stage. He's not responsible for her. She falls down and he's like, oh, I'm out of here. He like a lot of people would have that same reaction. And people are like, what an asshole. Somebody was like, hold on. They're like, oh, no wonder he left. I can't remember the take somebody had, but it was so bad. And I was like, look, this guy, he's not required to take care of this person.
I mean, I think the problem is we just don't know what he was like. He just saw somebody. I don't think he knew. He knew somebody was taking a serious fall, because if you're just a human being and you saw somebody get badly hurt right in front of you, you'd probably do something. And he's given no indication that he's some sort of monster like that.
No, of course not. Some people just don't do well with like intense situations that happen and they just react and like shy away from it.
But I will say this story, the part that doesn't really get talked about is our national shame. Why the fuck is Matthew Stafford having to front medical bills for an injured photographer?
Of course.
First of all,
of course,
everybody should be able to get medical care. But then on top of that,
richest country in the history of civilization.
On top of that, she's working a job taking pictures for, I don't know, for a website or something.
Freelance, Ed. Freelance. We live in a fucking gig world. This is what your overlords want. They want you to gig.
Right. It's awful. Every time I see the GoFundMes out there, and you know, I donate from time to time to things, but like you can just never donate enough. And it always bums me out when I hear, oh, well, you know, this guy got cancer and now he can't afford his rent. And it's like, what is happening here?
I think
GoFundMe. Can't pass billionaire tax.
Yes. I think GoFundMe is the biggest health insurer in the country at this point, or in the top three, which is mental to think about in the richest country that's ever existed. But then I liked how people dug, because I saw this photographer tweeted, she's like, oh, by the way, I broke my spine or something. Like, I was like, look, she kind of made it seem like she was blaming Matt Stafford. So then I was like really on Matt Stafford's side. But then I saw people were combing her archive of tweets.
Oh, no.
To point out that she was racially insensitive, calling people Mexicans in 2013 and saying something about Asians. And I'm like, it just never, it's always going to be, there's always going to be more. There's always going to be somebody that's the bigger asshole. And this person's an asshole. Oh yeah. But look, she broke her spine, but look at what an asshole she was when she was 17. It's like, come on guys. Like we can't, we just can't do this every time.
I know. It's okay to just not look at people's history. It's okay. We can just look at what happened right in front of us and not everybody's backgrounds. The one organization that could afford to help that photographer out are the Dallas Cowboys, who just paid $2.4 million to settle the cheerleaders' voyeurism allegations against a senior team executive who spied on them in the locker room, like watched them get changed like Porky's.
Yeah.
Dalrymple.
When they drilled the hole in the shower, the locker room wall.
Yeah.
So they could look through and see some boobs.
And a bunch of people got bounced. I mean, Dan Snyder is still dealing with this kind of shit. They did this in the Redskins organization over the last few years. Like this is, this is just, I'm sure it exists in like a third of the NFL teams. These are just goons.
It's just so crazy. Cause you just don't think about this stuff. Where was I recently? Where I was walking and I might've told a story on this show. This is how bad I definitely have dementia.
I mean, I brought up a story 2 weeks in a row last week with the,
That was great. No, I love that. That's why I left it in there. I was walking somewhere and I saw somebody and I was like, oh no, I was like walking on the trail near my house where I exercise and it got dark. And you know, I was like trying to get it in before it got dark. And then, so I was walking in the dark and it's kind of like in the woods, not the woods, but it's like, you know, out in the fields and I'm walking and I see this guy coming the other way on the path. And I'm sizing him up and I'm like, you know, it's kind of like the gift of fear. I'm like, just your mind goes to a place. And I'm like, this guy's, and I've ranted about this on my Insta stories. This guy doesn't know the rules of the road where you walk on the right, just like you drive on the right.
Yeah.
He's walking on my side of the trail. And I'm like, and I do a new thing where I don't move now. I just wait till the other person moves. Cause I'm trying to educate people on how you're supposed to live in society. But this guy's coming up on me and I'm like, you know what? If this guy wants to rape me, he's a lot bigger than me. You know, like it's going to take some real work to stop this guy from hurting me. And I'm like, can you hear that? That's my computer making noises. I'm like, imagine what it's like being a woman. Cause you have that thought every elevator you get into.
Yeah.
Every walk to a car. Yes. All of that shit. And it's like my girlfriend and one of her friends were talking one time about how when they go to change clothes, to try on clothes, they immediately look around and look for the camera. Where's the camera in here? Where's, you know, so I got to use a public bathroom. Where's the camera? Somebody's got a camera in here somewhere. And it's like, it's a thing you have to think about. And you're like, why do they have to think about that? And then this cocksucker's out here filming cheerleaders change.
And he was like a longtime executive. This wasn't somebody's dipshit son that got the job and really had, this is like a long-term guy this was an adult man. This wasn't a kid just out of college who's a moron.
No, this guy's like in his 50s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, they did a study and they're like, we found no wrongdoing, but we're going to pay $2.4 million.
Well, of course. Yeah, they're not. Yeah. Because you know people knew. Like if they dug in more.
Yes.
They would know, much like Sandusky, who was raping young boys in the shower.
It was a known thing.
People knew. And they're like, oh, it's just his thing. You know, he just loves filming videos. It's no big deal. You know, they're hot. He just likes hot girls. What's the big deal? It's fucking insane that this still goes on.
Sad relationship update. Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley have broken up after less than 2 years together. No one in their inner circle was surprised, was a quote.
I mean, obviously we know what Aaron Rodgers is getting out of the deal. he's getting a good John Wick costume. But what's in it for Shailene Woodley here? Like, She's employable this, right?
She had a decent enough career, but he's very famous. I don't know.
Is he? I mean, he's a quarterback. That's my quarterback.
If you ask people to name three NFL players, he's probably one of them, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Doesn't seem like he'd be a good conversationalist. Like, I don't
know.
I mean, you couldn't ask his family because he doesn't speak to any of them.
Right. That's usually a good sign.
It's a tell. It's telling. You know, where he grew up in, I think, near Sacramento, kind of. It's pretty rural. I don't think they're real accepting of different lifestyles, things that aren't accepted in the Bible. So he's, you know, he can't be himself out there in the world, which is sad. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish.
Or Ish. What's going on with Ish? He's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are worthless. Shit. Man, very biting. Never gets old. Speak of the dev.
Monsieur Brihan Becker. Monsieur Edouard Daly.
He's going
French.
Good friend Manuel's going
French.
Parlez-vous français.
French dressing.
Yes.
What's up? It's your boy Manuel from Gardena, L.A. City. So, for all you haters,
I don't. I believe Gardena is its own city. Manuel, Gardenia. It's in the South Bay, L.A. County, but not actually in. It's not like a part of the city of L.A. As far as I know.
It's weird how when somebody grows up or they live in some area and then like they tell people where they're from, they'll be like, oh, I live in Boston or I live in LA. I live in Chicago, when they live in different towns.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah. You know, I'm literally across the river from New York City, but I don't tell people I'm from New York City. It's weird.
But
people always say that they're from like a city.
You're in a known place, though. Hoboken's like the sixth borough. Like, everybody knows Hoboken. So you can say that, and people know what you're talking about. Frank Sinatra, he was like 5'5".
Yeah, he was. But half of it was penis.
Yeah, he was mostly all. He had to wear special underwear to sheathe.
Cinnabon.
To sling his dong up.
Yep.
He's from Hoboken. So people know Hoboken. But if you say, like, I'm from Costa Mesa. And people go, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Costa Mesa. Well,
I guess, yeah.
You know, if you listen to James Gandolfini's character in Get Shorty say, I got to go pick my daughter up in Costa Mesa, then you'll know Costa Mesa. But
what a good movie and what a great part he had in that.
Great.
Bear.
Elmore Leonard. Yeah, he was great. He was amazing.
In everything.
And everything. He was so good. He's one of those people that every time I remember he's dead, I'm shocked a little bit. I'm like, is he really dead?
It's been a while now.
It's probably 10 years.
Jeez.
Close to it. Was it? Oh, I'm from Costa Mesa, but I don't, and I know you don't like county chat, but people have heard of Orange County. People, right. So I go, oh, where are you from? I'm from Orange County. Oh, okay. It's where all the white Republicans are. And I'm like, yeah, quite a few.
Yep.
Real America.
Up there in the big baller universe, I'm Manuel and you're not.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm from Gardena and you're not.
Gardenia.
So So how about you just kiss my ass if you don't want to hear this?
Mm.
Fast forward, what have you. Got to give a shout out to L.A.
So hold on, Ed. Could this be...
I think he's playing hurt. That's what
could
I
this be on. The first evidence we have that Manuel might listen to the show?
I don't... Wow. How does because, this prove anything?
Look,
oh, because Mark the Nomads?
Last week we read Mark the Nomad's entry into the Waterford Crystal.
Right.
Contest.
Maybe he listened for the first time.
And he said he alluded to the fact that he loves the show, except for the 15 minutes where we dissect a particular voicemailer's voicemail. And I didn't know what he was talking about, but now it's kind of like starting to make sense. And Manuel the next week calls in and responds to the haters.
I guess.
Do you see? Do you see what I'm where I'm going with?
I hear. Yeah, yeah.
You might have listened. I've never known him to be a listener before.
World champions once again. LA Rams.
Oh yeah, that doesn't count, buddy.
The right
way. That doesn't count.
Let me preface this saying I'm not a Rams fan.
Did he say they did it the right way?
They did it the right way. Being owned by a Walmart air?
And yeah. Buying all the stars of the league?
Come on.
The right way. Fuck out of here.
And nobody cares about the Rams. Here's the listing of most popular LA sports franchises. Number one, of course, the Lakers. My Lakers, I'm the number one. I'm the biggest Laker fan in the world. Everybody knows that. I'm wearing a Lakers shirt right now. B. And it's basically 1A. The Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers win the division every year. Everybody knows that. But if they're a fourth place team, they still draw 3 million fans to the stadium every year. That's how much this city loves the Dodgers. And you go to a Dodger game. I was at a Dodger game not that long ago. This guy's girlfriend was sitting next to me. She knew fucking more players and more stats. Like, it's an informed fan base. We love the Dodgers here. Number three. Pains me to say it, but it's probably the USC Trojan football team.
Hmm.
Very popular. There's a lot of white dentists that drive Teslas here in Orange County.
Yeah.
With Trojan license plate frames. They're very popular. Followed closely, of course, by my LA Kings, two-time Stanley Cup champion, LA Kings, who have a rabid fan base. Trailing that, well, actually, but before the Kings is probably the Raiders. The Raiders are more popular in LA than the Rams, and that's just all there is to it. The Rams aren't even the most popular football team in LA. They're probably the third most popular football team behind the Cowboys. So I gotta disagree with Manuel here.
After 94. I had about enough of what I could take out of them when they got rid of one Jerome Bettis, the bus, who would become a Hall of Famer just like I knew he would. But instead of doing it in blue and gold, he did it in black and gold.
He's from Detroit.
So once that Frontieri skank.
Okay. Look, RIP Georgia Frontieri. She was a showgirl that inherited the team when her husband died mysteriously. By the way, Ed.
Yeah.
I want credit. I was the first one to talk about this. A lot of people are saying, what the fuck happened to Bob Saget?
Yes, and now they blocked the medical findings.
Yes, the family's like, hey, don't talk about it. This is our personal business. I have a theory, Ed. Rolled by a prostitute.
Hmm.
Got conned somehow. The big scary pimp showed up. Things escalated quickly, and he took one to the back of the head, and they hightailed it out of there. And the Ritz-Carlton doesn't want this known. The family doesn't want this known. And look, I'm speculating, obviously. I'm alleging these things. But what I'm saying is this man had a terrible injury. the likes of which you don't see in just a normal household fall. And there needs to be more investigating here. We need, Ed, what happens that's not on videotape? You got a Ring camera, you're seeing shit. Nest, there's cameras everywhere.
Well, hotels have to have cameras everywhere.
Of course they do. We need more info on Bob Saget. Okay, let's get through this Manuel thing. What's he talking about? Yeah, Jerome Bettis.
Went for that nonsense with the Anaheim Rams.
Yep.
Back in the day. Your boy, Matt in L.A., a.k.a. Manuel from Gardena, had to jump ship.
Why is he? Oh, yeah. With, yeah. He's got two names.
Friends, the Avinas. The Dwyers.
Who? What's he talking about?
Who, what is happening?
Jump ship on the Rams.
Oh, his. So, oh, he had friends that stayed Rams fans.
Is he just shouting out random people?
Yeah, that we don't know.
Done it right.
Yeah, they've done it right.
McVay.
Oh, I don't know. I don't. Why is he giving us sports? Let's jump ahead.
Yeah.
Let's get to the end here.
We are champions.
Oh, he's still doing it. I jumped 45.
He said he wasn't part of their team, and he's saying we are champions.
Ed, I jumped 45 seconds ahead, and it was like he was still on the same thing.
Manuel, this could be your worst call.
Yeah.
This could be your worst call.
Remember when he did bacon or sausage? That was great.
Yeah. Tip of the cap. It's too much to ask for him to keep that going. Coattails.
I won't be at the parade this Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. All right. Nobody went to that.
But for all you haters, because I know
there are no haters.
You guys just like hating L.A. You don't even know why. You just hate L.A.
Straw man?
Kiss our collective. Yeah.
Oh, he ran out of time. Not only does no one like the Rams, fewer people hate the Rams than like the Rams.
Yeah, I think
they're innocuous.
Don't care about them.
No one cares. There's.
I love how people are always thinking like, oh, yeah, we're the big bad villain. Like, nah.
No.
The Cowboys, like, yes.
Cowboys.
People do feel strongly about them. They're a love or hate kind of team. But the Rams? I don't know.
No, it's great. Like, it's like the Raiders. They're like, hey, people hate us because of our legacy of success. You haven't been good. You haven't won the Super Bowl since 1983.
Like, yeah, I'm still a little mad about that Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Tough day, buddy. Well, you got one a couple years later.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, let's cleanse our palate. Thanks for that call, Manuel. Always welcome. Big fan. Thanks for listening. Let's cleanse our palate.
Brian, Ed, Dolomite.
Oh, hey, buddy of ours, Dolomite D.
Hey,
great guy.
I know people expect me to call this week to address the tragic and fucking awful, awful, shameful Guy Fieri commercial during the Super Bowl. But even though...
What was Guy Fieri selling? Crypto?
Probably.
Do we know? But now, probably Bud Light.
I don't know. I remember seeing Guy, but I don't remember what it was for.
You know what's great about Guy? Is he's been around a while. He's been around at least a decade, probably 15 years. And it doesn't seem like the public ever gets enough Guy Fieri. Like,
about all of those flash in the pan chefs. Emeril was big for like 3 years.
Yes.
Like, there have been chefs. Gordon Ramsay baffles me. His continued fame, and he keeps getting new shows.
I know.
And I've we're going to put chefs in a 5-story house. Like, what? What is this?
No, I don't understand Gordon Ramsay. I don't remember Justin, the Cajun chef that sold Doritos back in the 80s.
Yeah, Justin Wilson.
Justin Wilson. He was like the first.
I guarantee it.
Yes, that's right. We didn't know Cajuns existed before that.
Yeah. And then James Carville hit us over the head a couple of years later.
He doesn't look healthy.
He looks like Tony Dungy or Nosferatu.
Right. If they're harvesting the blood of babies for their adrenochrome, how come they're not giving any to him?
He needs something.
He looks like shit. He looks very unhealthy.
So that was fucking terrible and a waste of everybody's time, and I'm sure you guys are going to defend it. I'm not calling about that. I'm actually calling about the LeBron James cryptocurrency commercial where he's there with his younger self. And he says to himself, you know, I can't tell you everything. I can't tell you everything about the journey. And it just keeps popping in my head. wouldn't he tell his younger self to fucking start roguing right now? Yeah,
no, I mean, Dola's got a good point here. I don't mean to cut him off. But if you could meet your younger self, you'd be like, hey, Bri, skip that second wife. There'll be more. There'll be more. I know it seems good now, but she's faking it.
Well, I would
do the pretending. She wants a green card.
I'd be doing the Biff Tannen thing.
Of course. Go make it.
You would tell yourself everything you could.
Yes.
But my problem with LeBron at the Super Bowl was he was like all chest thumping about the Rams winning for LA. And it's like,
he's
buddy,
a Cowboy fan.
You are on record as a Yankee Cowboy bandwagon kind of fan.
That was a big deal because he's from Akron and he played for the Cavaliers. But he was rooting for the Yankees when they were winning all those World Series.
Over the Indians.
Over the Indians. That's right. Jose Mesa blew it. Joe Table. I like where Guy Fieri's going here. Sorry, Dolomite.
Like, start it right now. And then you won't end up having your plugs fall out in the middle of a game on national television or having to wear that stupid giant double fucking headband. It makes sense to me that he would tell him former self at least that.
Now, losing your hair is a motherfucker. Like, we all have less hair. You have a great hairline, Ed, but most of us have less hair than we had when we were younger. It's just a function of getting older.
I say this, and obviously, like, yeah, I've got my shortcomings, but my hair seems to be holding firm. But I get that it can be a bummer, but we've talked about this. Like, society is cool with bald people.
Yeah, shave it.
Like, people are
made it cool for everybody.
People are fine with bald people and have been for decades.
Yeah. Do you think when Savalas was smoking that cig, laughing at Bob Conrad losing his mind at that Battle of the Network Stars with Gabe Kapler, do you think anybody was looking at Savalas going, oh man, that poor guy, he's bald? No one thought two fucking thoughts about Savalas having a bald head. And LeBron James, he's like the next evolution of what a human being can be. I mean, he's giant. He's handsome. He's the greatest athlete we've ever seen in the world.
Right. And everybody, he's idolized. Like, he could make anything cool.
Just shave your head, dude.
It's weird.
It's not
weird.
Like, you're 6'8". Nobody's looking down on you, dude.
It's true. Yeah. Only like a couple teammates can look down.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it.
Exactly.
He would spare himself some embarrassment. Hey, outside of that, congratulations to Travis Rogers, host of the Locked On Rams podcast. Not for the Rams winning, but because he finally figured out his look after 50 some odd years.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that beard now and he's dripping fucking sex. You got to check that out.
Yeah, he looks good.
Outside of that, just got to keep it on brand here. So fuck Guy Fieri and talk to you Friday night, Bri. Later.
Thanks for that, Dola. Yeah, Travis Rogers hosts this Rams podcast and he did a cross. We might have talked about it last week. He did like a cross episode before the Super Bowl with the hosts of the Bengals podcast on the network that he does his podcast on. There's like, it's Locked On Sports. There's podcasts for every team. And I was telling him, dude, you gotta do all your podcasts with those two dudes in the picture. Like, you only look better. Like, just take them everywhere you go and you'll always be the most handsome guy in the place. So yeah, I agree. He does look good. Okay, Ed, let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports
segment. Ed, what is going on? I was daydreaming. What is going on in the world of not sports?
I actually just got not too long ago. We do have a RIP character. Oof. Actor.
Yeah.
Frank Pesce. Pesce.
Pesce.
P-E-S-C-E.
Pesce. Yeah.
He was the guy buying the cigarettes in the beginning of Beverly Hills Cop. He's the Italian dude. He was good in that little spot. And also, he was part of one of the most douche chill scenes of all time. He was the bartender in Top Gun right before the singing started.
Oh my God. That was a tough scene.
75 years old. He had dementia.
We're not. Do we know whether or not he succumbed to overtan? Because I'm looking at a couple of these pictures of him later in life, Ed, and he was
spending
a lot of time in the booth.
He went a certain direction.
The teeth are so white, they're blinding me coming out of a sea of brown. Like, he looks a different race, Ed. He's tanned. He's soul manned himself.
So, living in Hoboken, New Jersey, there's a certain part of the population that I notice in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And these dudes will whiten their teeth, mm-hmm. and they will just tan. They will let it hang out. No matter what kind of shape they're in, they'll let it hang out, and they will get very dark with very white teeth.
Oh, yeah. Any gold chains? Do they maybe have a chain with a little twisted horn on the end that only certain people are allowed to wear?
You might see a few. And I see them, and they're very proud, and they'll let the boiler out.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could be more like that.
I'd kill for the confidence.
Same.
But it still is baffling when you see it in action.
That's great. I love it. I wish I lived in a, you know, everybody's white here. So I wish I lived in a culturally diverse area like that.
Johnny Depp received the Medal of Honor from controversial Serbian president Aleksandar Vučić.
Now, should we be worried about this Vučić guy? Is this, did Johnny do any vetting to make sure this isn't a Slobodan Milosevic situation?
Well, let's.
Oh, Johnny Depp joins us.
Let's start from the top. First of all, I would point out I've never received such an honor from my native France.
Johnny, we talked about this last week. You're from Kentucky by way of Florida. You're not from France.
Let's agree to disagree.
okay.
But I'll point out, in fact, Serbia has better vino and baguettes.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. And the croque monsieur is to die for in Belgrade.
Now, Johnny, we've discussed on the show many times that you ran into some financial difficulties. You have a very hefty cocaine bill. You have certain tastes that are very expensive. And while you make a good living, those two $20 million paychecks aren't coming every year. You spent $3 million to shoot Hunter S. Thompson's ashes out of a cannon.
Well, I've submitted scripts for Pirates of the Caribbean 6 through 17.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So let's just say they're in pre-production now.
What about Nick of Time 2?
Well, I've got some ideas about that accountant, and gets thrust into him. He's an accountant because he's wearing glasses on the
poster. Oh, right. He wears glasses. Yes. Yes. I see.
You know,
that.
You can tell I'm an accountant. Yes. Yes. And I get involved in a political thriller.
Yes.
They must slag my beloved president. He's my president, Vučić. He's my guy. And they try to call him a monster. And I know all about monsters.
Oh, you do?
Like, Well, yeah. How about USA Today film reviewer Mike Clark, who deemed Nick of Time preposterous? Now that is a monster.
Oh, that is. I mean, I hope he got an unimpressive everyday man is forced into a situation where he's told to kill a politician to save his kidnapped daughter. What's preposterous about that? That happens every day.
I was an accountant. Couldn't you see my glasses?
Yes. No, I could see. Yes. You're wearing glasses. Clearly.
I know about monsters. I mean, that one time Harry Aoki and I took down a young Pamela Adlon when she was a pyromaniac trying to burn down her high school on 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, that's right. You were undercover. Well, the reason I bring this up, and I don't mean to dig in the mud here and talk about your financial woes, but I imagine that going to Serbia and collecting the Medal of Honor from the president is not something that Johnny Depp does for free. I imagine that to leave France, Johnny Depp needs a private plane sent to Charles de Gaulle to pick him up. We know he likes to bring his small dog's pistol and something.
Baguette. Of course, baguette. The dog.
Baguette. Yep. Yes. And he of course needs to have his cocaine supplied when he gets there. What does it cost to get Johnny Depp to come to Serbia to receive this honor? I would say, I'm going to say it's $1 million, 1 million.
Well, see, yes. I looked at rentals of a private jet, and it was not financially prudent. So I bought two jets, one for the way there and smart. One for the way back.
That's smart. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
So yeah, I'm gonna need those sequels to start because I owe some people about $17 million now.
You know what we could do? We could start a GoFundMe for Nick of Time 2.
GoFundMe, Nick of Time 2. Maybe we'll have Chris Walken play the twin brother of a man who wants a politician assassinated. I can find more glasses and sure. I can type into a calculator. I'm an accountant again.
You're an accountant. Yes. No. You have to go method. You'll have to work as an accountant for a while.
Unfortunately, the actress who played my daughter is now 30 and won't talk to me.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, we could work on
maybe CGI a child.
Courtney
in there.
Chase, you're talking about, who plays Lynn Watson. Uh-oh. What kind of guy in 1995 names his daughter Lynn? I mean, no one has been named Lynn since the 1950s. It's like Ed. Could you imagine anybody being named Ed in modern society?
There are no men under the age of 68 named Ed on Earth.
No, we've done the research here on the show, actually. Okay.
All right.
Johnny Depp, thank you for joining us. Ed, are you back?
I'm back.
I miss Johnny again.
It was a close call. It cut out for a second there. A Tennessee woman had sex with 9 high school students in exchange for vape pens.
Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. Dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, covers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hit the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS.